So glad that you're with us this week. Hope everything's going well. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and you're able to pause a little bit and show your thanks to all the great things that are happening. You know, maybe your life isn't going exactly the way you want it, but it's not hard to look around and realize you got it a lot better than many others around. So be thankful for what you got, and that includes your home. You know, 96% of everybody listening to us here on Today's Homeowner Radio currently own a home, and that other percentage there certainly are probably looking at buying a home. That's why we feel so good when we're able to share with you a lot of the different things that you need to know about your home so that it doesn't become a headache or a burden, because it can be a very pleasant experience being a homeowner. And part of that is learning the little things like our simple solutions that Joe shares with you every week. Joe, share with us another one.
Okay, Danny, this is one for actually a couple little tips. If you're installing baseboard molding or shoe molding and you have to cut what are called coped joints into the corners. These are for the inside corners. On the outside corners, you can just cut a miter joint, 45-degree miter joint, but on inside corners, you really should cut a cope joint with a, and it's called a cope joint because you use a coping saw, and the two pieces fit tightly together. And what you'd first do is you trim the molding at 45-degree angle, then you use a coping saw to cut along the profile. But in order to see that exact cut, what you do is take a pencil and rub it along the edge of that 45-degree cut, and what it does is it highlights exactly where you need to cut and makes it really easy to do. So once you cut it away, what you're basically doing is kind of back cutting the molding so the next piece of molding will fit tightly into it. But after you cut it, it'll be a little rough and the fit won't be great. And the easiest way to sand that I've discovered, it makes certain tools and files, but what I do is I just get wooden dowels, you know, just like 6 or 8 inches long, of various diameters that are roughly match the radius of the cut on, that you made in the molding, and just wrap it in sandpaper and just kind of rub it back and forth, and you can get a perfect fit where when you those two nest together, you'd never know there was even a seam there. So that's a trick. First, highlight the cut line with a pencil, and after you cut it, use wood dowels of various diameters wrapped in sandpaper to fine-tune the fit.
Boy, you really appreciate when you see someone, a trim carpenter, with that coping saw and coping those joints right out and then pulling it there and nice and tight. And especially if you're talking about stained molding, because there's not much forgiveness there. It's
right.
Got to be right, because you don't want to, you know, gob a bunch of colored putty up in there to make it right. So, you really admire those guys that can handle a good coping saw like that. Just several ways of doing it. And another great simple solution from my buddy Joe Truini. You can see 500 of these things online right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions.